Some people are waiting that you are coming better. And in the name of Jesus, we shall all return better.
Amen.
I take this assignment with a sense of duty, responsibility, and humility, with every reference in my heart, that this will not become addition to work only, but impact with generation to come, in the name of Jesus. If you notice, under your leadership, people don't open Bible. They don't pray when you are raising prayer. They are only telling you, we are becoming who you are. Leadership is influence. It's inside my material. I've not gotten out of that material. And one of the things God will do for us on this mountain, it will make us better influence. Beloved brothers and sisters, Jesus did not take his disciple to pray by telling them to pray. He taught them prayer by praying. He said, this is how you pray, and himself is praying. Friends, can we humbly lift up our two hands? Anything in my influence that is affecting my leadership to produce positive results. Can we speak to the Lord on this mountain? Lord, you are free to lay your blade on me. Come and remove it. Can we pray that prayer? Whatsoever in my influence that is affecting my leadership. Lord, I'm here on this mountain. You will do something with me. You will remove it. And you will take all the glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Father, we are begging you, rescue this meeting from just executive meeting.
Amen.
Make it a battle with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Sasama, we can have our seat in God's presence. If you flip your material to page 15. Thank you, sirs. Page 15. You will see there the thoughts I hope we'll be able to share together and proceed to our prayers. This purpose, to make you a minister and a witness. Don't let us go beyond that. I'm not talking to Bible scholars, theologians, teachers of the word. I have a problem when we got to that verse. And you know the problem. I have appeared to you to be a minister and a witness. And that become a question. Are they two different things? Are we here? Is it possible to be a minister and not be a witness? Huh? Is it possible to be a witness and not be a minister? Huh? My intention is not to create unnecessary dialogue and create unnecessary debates. I just want to draw a statement for meditation. I have appeared to you to be a minister and a witness. And that became a burden in my heart to go to what we are doing this evening. So, not all ministers are witnesses. Do I have your witness in the house now? By the definition of the word witness, we have a problem to solve. If I have a barrister here, and is to defend a case in the court, and every finger is pointing to somebody that is the one that committed the crime, what a lawyer is looking for, or what would determine the judge, is what? Can I have a witness? What are they proved that what you said happened? Actually, what happened? Whatever you have said happened. If I don't have a witness, it didn't happen. Your right hand up. Where people are not believing that Jesus died, they They didn't believe that he has raised the dead. They don't believe that he's a savior. May our life be a witness. It became a thought in my heart as we are taking us out, that if we are going to be transformational leader, we must shift from just being a minister to become what? Witnesses. Excuse me, sir. I can minister on prayer, but I'm not witnessing prayer. Can I explain that? I preach 2-hour message on prayer, and I can't sustain 20 minutes personally concentrated in my room, in my office, in my library. I'm only a minister of prayer. I'm not a witness of prayer. Sir, I represent a generation. I know I have big brothers here, but let me go a little bit behind my age. Let me go to 20s and move away from 40s and 50s. One of the critical problems, not just in CAC, globally in youth ministry, is because our brothers and sisters have had enough ministers. I don't know why I want to go to marriage as an example. I don't know why it's sparking to my heart. They've listened to a very fantastic message. They've read books on marriages. They've had a very ferocious preaching on what a Christian home should look like. And the young lady decided to follow the ferocious minister home who preaches on marriage. And he decided to go in the vehicle of the guest minister. Only for the lady to see that there is a disparity from who preaches and who is the husband. You did not hear me. The lady stayed with the man of God and his wife, moving from where they preach to where they are going. And the young lady saw that. So all what daddy said for 1 hour is a demonstration. It's not application. Because daddy, I watch him for 10 minutes. Everything he preaches about love, he declined it by life. So daddy is a fantastic preacher on love. He's a bad witness. I have seen that if it want to take transformational serious, we must not just be ministers. Emma, permit me. All this grammar we are saying, we borrowed it. And I'm going to take cognizance of our brothers and sisters with a correct candor, who may be another part of the country that doesn't understand Yoruba. So I may say something and interpret. Can I tell you, sir? To ba je pe minister ni Olorun reti Nigeria ati don. If the only need of God is our ministers, Nigeria will have become heaven that you will say, what else is rapture? But where the problem is that between being a minister and become a witness is the fakim that is fighting transformational leadership. Please, I'm well trained, and it's not my intention to go out of my thoughts of what I've noted. What I just did now is the statement of this, our beloved man of God, that says leadership is influence. And Sphinxel said, leadership is not when you carry title. Leadership is that influencing people to do either bad or what? Or good. Sir, what is influence? I use this illustration from Acts 26 that the man of God alighted, that an influencer person, can you look at me, sir? Is the person that is determined the way message will go. I know I'm in CAC. This is the reason why you are the residential pastor, but you are not the one pastoring. You know why you are not the one pastoring? An elder is actually the influencer. Eni ton wa su ko wuwo to alagba. And that is why when minister finish preaching, the alagba will determine whether that message will be right or left. And why it's like that is the influencer in that auditorium, your right hand, and after this meeting, grace to carry influence that is commensurate to your ministry. That is where transformation starts from. May that grace come in the name of Jesus. Excuse me, sir. When I say that, you will think I'm saying you will have the best suit. You will think when I'm saying that, when we get to the garage of the church, your car will be the best. I wish you listened to me, sir. You will think when I'm talking of influence, if we are picking people in the church who carry certificates, pastor certificates must be heavier. You will think when I'm talking of influence, I must be the oldest. You will think when I'm talking of influence, I must be able to mesmerize my church member with my passport that carry visas. You will think the influence I'm talking about is that the richest man in this church is our pastor. Friends, can you look at me here? Man of God, if we are ready for transformational leadership, we must ask this question, part of our text. What makes a man like David to bring people in debt, distressed, and discontented? Can you listen to me, sir? And David brought them. When he will release them after many days, all of them have become what he is. All of them become giant killers. What their leader did, they can do it. Please follow me, leaders. One learn it on terror, and laugh him up on terror. Any tone tasho, I should have him up on tasho. One loony batter, batter lunta. A joking a pastor. How do I know I'm a leader? Is it because when you get to the garage of the church, I'm the one with the best car? Let me raise a prayer for you. May you get an influence that's beyond things. Hey, Josa, Sazama, it's a poverty of highest level for a pastor to be competing with people you will never catch up with. You don't know you are losing your ministry. You have politicians in your church. You have professors in your church. You have business guru in your church. And you want to be competing with their wardrobe before you can lead them. You will kill yourself. I see you competing with their cars. I know what I'm going to do so that they will know I'm the pastor here. Next time, if you bring this, I'm going to bring that. Like in some people, I'm Baba Ashen, so all parare. What you need supersede that. I didn't say lesser to that. Paul said, gold and silver I don't have. What I have, I give you. Man of God, and I ask a question. What is it that a man can have that supersede gold and silver? It's not below. I think our technical will do something with this. You know what I would have done? I would have tried to go with my natural voice. I was all the weekend at Oye University, so my voice has been. I would have not wanted anything to disturb this meditation. When our influence has been tampered with as a pastor, man of God, whatever that makes you to put on collar, that makes you to say I'm reverend, so, and just a small girl in your church can say, and all of us say you are stupid. That's an elder. You don't respect an elder. Look at the way you are doing it to pastor and his wife. And said, Pastor Tini, call your pastor. If they born him well, tell him to come and call himself pastor in my presence. That your pastor. If they born him well, tell him to call himself pastor in my presence. That's a 200 level city. Because the influence of the man of God has been tampered with in sexual perversion. No more influence. No matter the weight of my ministration, it can't transform anybody, sir. When I'm ready to become a transformational leader, My influence is what I must first of all invest in. You know, about 3 days ago, when Dr. Ladiwaju was speaking with me, you will notice that you barely hear me. So I begin to beg God, send help to me before this meeting. At least people can hear me better. I believe you are hearing me. If I am seriously ready, according to that quote in my note, Romans chapter 12, he said, if we have opportunity to be a leader, take it what? Seriously. If you are in that material, page 15, you will see that Romans 12 verse 8, New Living Translation was quoted. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And what is the responsibility? Becoming a man of influence. And when I'm talking of influence, this is supposed not to be English class where you want to be wasting words to be teaching people who already know English. I know there are differences between influence and affluence. You can have affluence without influence. And let me tell you the secret. When you see entourage of cars coming, and that is a politician coming, and everybody is moving on the road, we are running for affluence. You know influence? Influence is that if they burn you well with what you have done, trek from here as a governor. Trek from here to Ede and nothing will happen to you. When a man carries influence, it is not what you are, it is who you are. Who you are is the greatest percentage that will determine what will be the transformative effect of our leadership. Excuse me, sir. Why in this glorious meeting like this, it will be unnecessarily Herculean task for me to be looking for a way to finish or to rather do what I call unnecessary lecture perspective and exegesis to conclude and be speaking to what you already know. What I think I should do is that out of all these materials, we should take the marrow inside, pray with them, and make resolutions. And that's why you didn't see I'm going to by being we will skate through. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by being taking you through line by line. I will only concentrate on the message of this encounter. Excuse me, sir. While I'm already in the last paragraph, the greatest problem of our day, sir, is not lack of leaders. It's not death of leader. It's not because we don't have pastors, we don't have reverends, we don't have bishops, we don't have reverend doctors, we don't have sonas, we don't have whatever. You know what we lack? We have more positional leader than transformational leader. And who are the professional leader? Please, will you look at me, friends? I will rather, pastors here, leaders here, it's better for me to remain and be an influential man that is selling parts at gates in Ibadan. Please, Ibadan is one of the states, one of the big towns in Nigeria. That's where I bred it. I will rather be an influential man, being a part seller at that gate, man of God, than when I speak to my apprentice and say, "I'm a pay me o king paro, keep a wonder so pay at the buying part the phone go on a king paro." I will rather be a man like that who is an usher in the church that can influence the youth than me that climb pulpit Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the only reason they respect me as pastor, they will say, if they burn you well, get out of the pulpit. All about your life is here. When we remove this from you, you are not weighty. A positional leader
must te ba gbagbe title e edaran. Man of God, we were in a meeting and when we saw the titles, we decided to short it and said, okay, like you graciously call me, what else is the greatest title? To be called a son of God and a brother. And somebody omitted his title and he spent another 15 minutes to correct title. I said, you are not aware recently. It has moved from I didn't see anything. You are the one that said it. You know what happened, man of God? When influence has finished, nothing becomes something. When there is no more influence, can I speak to daddies in the house? I don't know if I can go beyond influence this nicer. If I need to tell my wife, don't you know I'm your husband here? I am losing influence. I don't think I need to remind a woman that me, her husband, influence is still intact. Excuse me, sir. Your teenage boy, your teenage girl. As you are preaching in church, you are fumping like that. I see your boy and girl who are already teenagers, still at the corner, and they are doing like this. That is a very good actor. Look at how daddy is acting for everybody. Teaching on patience and truth. Just yesterday night, we live with him. The influence is far to the ministry. Can I pray on this mountain? May the Lord tamper with your influence to become better. Doctor, when a minister steps out of the pulpit, can you look at me, sir? His assignment finishes. When a leader steps out of the pulpit, his assignment begins. You didn't hear me. I wish you hear me, sir. When you remove influence from leadership, or rather, an attempt to divine leadership without concentrating on influence, you have spoiled the context on ground. Holy Spirit. Okay. Servant of God, if you want to celebrate technical, go ahead and celebrate them. Amen. Please, why I don't intend this night meeting to be undue exegesis that head will be filled, heart will be empty. I just felt we have Bible study together. Can we continue like this? Servant of God, almost everybody that came for counsel in that youth fellowship or church, can you listen to this? Almost all of them were struggling with either masturbation, pornography, or premarital sex. This is where the problem is. When you compared what is coming from the altar of this church, every Sunday, the ferocious message on holiness, every powerful ministration, have you ever wondered a church where you don't stress to lead youth into non-stop 2 hours prayer? I mean, underline my word, non-stop. People pray, when they become dehydrated, they pray again until the energy come back. Pa-pa-pa-ra-ka-sta-pa-pa-pa, they are going. But almost everybody is either struggling with masturbation, pornography, or sex. You know, when the research was so done, the married pastor is also watching pornography. He will have come here. My well-dressed pastor. And violently make utter calls. And some of these young men and women will come and cry and surrender my life. The pastor didn't know that. Until we come in one da. I don't know what. I'm still looking for the mystery of that spiritual principle. I will just be close to 20-something years in ministry. Official ministry. Did I even remember?
A man of God said, you are the one counting years. Ask them what they are counting. When you are saying you are 30 years in ministry, maybe just last year, they started counting you. But you are sharing with you 20 years ago. He was low channel fast three whenever he's doing advance at 21 year or four. I said, see a man, we are given space of ministry for 30 years. No single soul has been transformed on dying. I don't know why he's doing 25 years of ministry. Should it be 25 years of ministry or adversity? When the reward, excuse me, sir, those of us who are scholars here, if you are researchers here, stay in your laboratory, stay in your business, and do your business well. Why will you say your pastor's life? I am like this because we are bamboo generation enough. Those boys and girls who will now have opportunity to climb pulpits, the pulpit is giving them wrong definitions. Let me stay in my business and be able to command influence. Man of God, please. Imagine you learn to me about something more special. Me only learn to buy November or September. I can't remember November, October. When you mentioned to me, immediately I receive your call and say, Reverend, you know, blah, 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 blah. To conclude that you sense the Lord want me to come again. I stand before people of God here. There is an extent you will preach in ministry, what they call pulpit grace. That when you hear ministration, I hear only jama. Not because you are arrogant. You just believe. I didn't know what caused fear in my heart. Up to yesterday night, I became very fearful. And when I mean fearful, I'm not timid. As if in this meeting, heaven will stay like this. Oh, bad debe. Go and do nice man. He said, all right, man, we will sack you. You didn't hear. I don't think you hear. You know, you can do your 7 days revival. And all you did, as they gave you on the radio, our right man, but a wrong man to heaven. You have done your nice man. You have done your nice ministry. And heaven is saying, Baba, gbogbo e lo mo ngori yin fun yin sugba e rise je ki la ran yin e mo ku orire e mo ti wa social media nsin o ti wo gba everywhere lo wa nsin everybody she na share let me tell you everything you are sharing heaven is not sharing it it's not everything we are sharing because what is at the heart of God has not been dealt with youth of CSC Future of CSC. Oladele, we say they be to my shed. What then, Shelo? It's the kind of man that they become. And you know, all this leadership of tight that lacks the life. I just have someone tell lead here. Only one day will last, not YouTube. Come on, my son. I say, scam in Christianity. So Christianity is a scam. Look at what our pastor is even watching. I raise this at prayer on this holy mountain. Everything that has tampered with your influence. Hey, Joe, let me look around. These are mature people. These are mature people. Permit me to use this biological illustration. Occurring. Tons lori obirin to ejaculate ti o domo oni ke lo bi bi o fo seri a man who is discharging and is expecting conception and so when he's coming again the wife is easing already he will still waste me go and ask him what wasted look like a ministry 4 years 5 years 10 years 20 years preaching and there's no transformation of life what a waste. Sometimes we should carry our salary and return it back to people that gave us. And say, "Ise tena mimi oshe." I said, "December, I see so all of you. You are bringing suit. You are bringing rice. You are bringing phone. Man of God, you are collecting phone from people who have never heard gospel from your mouth. And I see you saying, 'I'm your pastor.' You didn't understand that whatever is using to measure your calling is how many has been transformed. And I just told you, they can't transform. They can only pretend. They will be hypocrites if you are calling them to what you are not. Pastor, you know what they want to do? When they see you coming, since you are not it, and you say, 'Everybody, there must be holiness.' You know what they are going to do? They will give you your own holiness. You know what they are going to do? They will pretend it. They will act it. Everybody, look at me. I wish no generation you are leading. Can I tell generation you are leading? They can still speak in tongues after watching pornography. Should be issue that is using issue that is using tongue speaking as indicator of salvation. They will give you. Pastor, they will give you. Not the one you are sharing. Malikem Brandos Kebianyasia. They will give you upgraded version. Maybe because of my experience both outside and inside here in youth ministry. You will hear, I heard them speaking in tongues one day. If I'm not born again, I will drop the one I have. You didn't hear? Very sweet. Well packaged with assorted syllables. Should I give you a sample? I mean, sir, when you are done hearing assorted syllables speaking in tongues, how will you say it's not born again? But this same person will finish saying that and is going to tell you when we get to where to fight, he's going to tell you, put Jesus one side. Man, let you. Says you will later and she brought that sister from our show. Man, where? That is the music director talking. Who has been under you for 11 years? And I didn't know, sir. She just quit prophetic ministry team. In Katomari Nifisa. You see, I can, yesterday, the Lord showed me that you are going places. Pastor Joseph Ejimansky. And to share violence with dancing. What did you appear to do? He said, "See me in the evening in the office." When that one is leaving your office, you know what he did, sir, as he leaving the office? He said, "Our pastor is still blind." He said, "If you want to render our pastor blind, transfer 20,000. Load his phone with 3-5. Take 2 bottles of perfume and give him. He will start seeing visions." Man of God, mi o man to sele lojo e. Bon mo yen se gbe ebun le. E gbo Oluwa eran se Olodumare. Mo du lori pesa. I will interpret. I love those gifts. I love those gifts. Excuse me, sir. When a gift is correct from the package you will design. When you see the package already in the office and everything is appearing, and you know there are gifts, when they stand, they didn't bend. I love it. As I was looking at it, I mean, sir, be real. As I was looking at it, I want our conversation to finish on time so I can check what is inside the gift. Man of God, as I was looking at that, I heard him. Daebon, King Coloma. I didn't know what God was saying. I love the gift, sir. Battle started. I look until I said, "I'm sorry." And you like that emotion one gba. Close your open one down. Daddy, and you like that emotion one. And you like that suit torn one gba. Lomon she open one down. Then you got to share a portion of
to se yawo tan ngba pastor ti gba orun ti gba. Since our pastor accepted it, God has accepted me, because the burden of my pastor is not about transformation. My God, a father rebuked us, and it can't leave my heart. He said, is that the way they raise you? Is that the way they raise you? Is that the way they raise you? And if you are ready to become leaders of impact, our world should not be. I'm already, if you're asking me what am I doing in my program, I'm already in the biblical indices of transformational leaders. Am I there? Thank you. I know you are reasonable people. I may not need to say number 1, 2, 3. Am I there, sir? I've just mentioned that under our leadership, there must be conversion and transformation of life. Have I said that now? But don't forget, I'm linking it with somebody, sir. Somebody said, I don't know when he preached everything. He won't make altar call. He won't call people to give their life to Christ. And I wanted to theologically analyze that. And the Lord spoke to me very clear. He said, it takes a man who has been at the Calvary to know how to call others to Calvary. A man who has not been at Calvary does not know the way to Calvary. That is, sir, he believed Calvary is a way to underestimate powerful messages. How shall I damp my powerful message? He has not been there. He doesn't have the influence. I want to celebrate what CAC is doing. That is their elders. Can you hold forth when it's all our fathers are going? Don't be discouraged. I believe you are leaders of influence. This system we are bringing to place, that is not just available in other Pentecostal system. Where you are scrutinizing, I wish that system will not stop. When you say you are called, you remember, when you say you are called, the fathers will ask you, Bo lo se fara yen? What did he send you? But you know, in our own days, I don't know, maybe you are the one lowering the standard. A man who doesn't have assignment is also called. That is, he doesn't know what to do, he has been called. And doctor, it's unfortunate to be under a leader who does not matter about life. Somebody left a CAC church and dropped to your church, and under 1 month, he became part of your leaders. You are a weak leader. Can't you find out where is he coming from? And he comes off me, he says, somebody just moved from churches like that, and he's telling you the church he left, his pastor does not recognize him, he does not recognize his grace. Often than not, they are rebels. Excuse me, that we have systems that are working, and we have leaders with influence. When you leave a church and you are going to another city to join another church, you need a recommendation. If you have done it well there, they will do it with joy. We Apostle Paul did. You remember Apostle Paul? Even when he warned this guy in the prison, I want to remember his name. You remember when he warned Onesimus in the prison? Sir? He's writing to Philemon about Onesimus that he warned in the prison. He said, I will have asked him to join my team, my ministry, but I need your recommendation. Leaders with influence. I say, I don't hijack people. I raise people. I don't look for cook soup. I look for where to raise me. That I met Onesimus in prison and I contributed little to him does not make him automatic my sons in the Lord. He used to have a father, and he said he was not beneficial to you. He's not benefiting to two of us. Brethren, join me to say a louder amen. Under your leadership, may there be regeneration of lives. Sir, permit me to drop these statistics. to help us here. You are the one thinking. In our last IDD Christian Leadership, I'm part of the church, I study CAC, not because I wrote about CAC. I need to study CAC as part of my foundational studies before I make comparison. Do you know we still discover? You are the one complaining that they are moving to another Pentecostal. Your statistics is not correct. There are some of them who have made serious allegiance that no matter what is happening in any Pentecostal, this is our inheritance. Yes, they are too. All these social media, including me, we can't babush them. If let those guys look at the context and substance of your life. He said, I may not be there, but it doesn't resemble our fathers. They will tell you that woman father me oya, she born wagon o son. I want to son, modern woman. Man of God, I may still be struggling with my girlfriend. But the TAC I belong to, those who doesn't know how to teach much Bible, they value holiness. So if I want to become something, I know what I should become, not you. Man of God, if you are ready to transform life, why I love this meeting, and I wish we keep it. I saw in the spirit as men enter here, it will be a stupid man or a guest minister to think because you are privileged to talk here, you are the biggest here. There are big men who walk up to this meeting to sit quietly. Not because it doesn't carry substance. You know what he came to do? I have been giving people injection. Give me injection. If it is preaching, my calendar has filled. There are men like that who sat quietly. They are not novice. It's not because they are looking for pulpits. They are Christ that God. Don't let me become a man who is ejaculating, who cannot make conception. Don't let men be under my ministry in their numbers and I can affect them. When a ministry becomes transformational, he said, Jesus, look at the audacity. Look at the effrontery of Jesus. He looked at Peter. I read Matthew 4:19, said, follow me and I will make you something. What a transformational leader. Follow me. You won't regret. What you will become in life, you will be glad you become it. You are now fishing for fish. If you follow me, I will make you better. Brothers, it will be exaggeration if I said uncountable. Numerous lives, including this last weekend at Oyekiti, Federal University Oye. The young lady stood like this and said, I said, can you... let me speak with you later. You know that my voice cannot even reach where you are. You know, she said something that touched me. You know what touched me? He said, I don't easily see pastors. Say, I'm not freak about pastors. Do you? The way she talks, said, pastors, I'm not freaky about it. When you were done yesterday, something was troubling me. That's why I felt I should see you. You know what I begin to beg? Yeah? Don't let me add to the diary of this lady that pastors are useless, lazy entities who only find the opportunity to shout on the pulpit with empty lives. You know what I did, man of God? I begin to. It be tell when you're motion stretch. Nigba tell you about what wole wa buy, who why bala. Man of God, when I begin to talk with this beautiful lady, I discover that financial-wise, 100-level student, she's almost weightier than me. She said, from SS, I've been doing business, legit business. So I didn't come to see a pastor for money. I recently discovered a fakum in my heart. When your ministry cannot raise disciples for Jesus,
I don't think I can go beyond that before we pray this night. Man of God, we finished a meeting 1 year like that. And I sat back in the office. Lord, I thank you. I began to bless him. And you know the word God told me? He said, you now have many disciples. Huh? I wanted to turn back again. I had again. Oh, you're lacking. You now have many disciples. Don't you know when God is emphasizing what you're supposed to know, he's saying something you have not had. Again, he will say, oh, you're lacking. You now have many disciples. At a time, my spiritual signal, bam. I said, Lord, you must be saying something I don't understand. Lord, what are you saying? He said, indeed, look at your many disciples. I said, what are you talking like this? He said, mind you, there are many of your disciples who are not my disciple. So stop calling them disciples. They are your fans. That who is a disciple? A disciple is somebody you are not showing yourself, but you are showing Jesus. One sorrow beer, one blessed beer, one tear on beer. Show my Jesus. If you backslide, she will backslide. If you do nonsense, she will. Pray for raising of disciples, sir. Who you will raise to the point, and their Christian life will be challenging you from becoming not a Christian again. We will get there tomorrow. According to the one of the scholars here, he said the proof of a transformational leadership, I put it in that introduction, a theory. He said a transformational leader raises men until they become leaders like him, like himself. So, sir, if I become transformational leadership, my directors, it means by the time you are handing over, there will be many men who can conveniently be director bigger than you. And that is not threatening you. You are still relevant. You know, man of God, the reason why a brother preach on a Sunday you are not around, and everybody started feeling. We used to have a speaker for some months, a pastor just preach. You know why? You have become a fantastic, intelligent speaker that his life does not weigh what he say. You know what I've discovered, sir? When you are under a transformational leadership, when we become transformational leader, be one shame did the lab turn like singing. You don't know what I'm saying here. You don't know it's a joy that instead of you and mommy to be sitting with everybody to cancel on Sunday, you have raised people who also carry spirit of Christ, not people who speak grammar, not a guy you hand over lady to and be sleeping with them. Not the one you will ask him to take two messages and stop praying. The one who has carried what you carry. And I hope you carry something. Don't know I'm like this. You will notice I'm reverting to who you are than what you are doing. As we're about to pray this night, I love to walk within the time for this kind of meeting. I would love you to become an abattoir. We are to finish what you are cutting. You don't withdraw the knife. I just wish, like respecting your time, being aware that many of us just travel from far distances. In 7 years of leadership, 6 years of leadership, 8 years of pastoring, how many are disciples of Jesus? Underline it. Disciples of what? My brother, that somebody likes CAC, maybe the reason he's staying is not yet a Christian. You are the one to make him become a Christian. Holy Spirit, how are you going to help us this night? Man of God, a young man received call to the ministry. And when he received call to the ministry, I saw his excitement. I said, you are too excited to be real. Oh, man, thank PSC. Go and pray again. Go here. Here. A little tongue here to flat everything so social media. Go here. To buy here. Wa miss call. Wa true queen. Please let me give you something to us. Brethren, it is high level of being a non-entity.
to be somebody who is brain is not yet function according to anatomy. For you to think the only reason you will come to ministry is for money. Ah! People are making cool money without wahala. Excuse me, sir. Look at sweat. Look at distance I came from. One of my father says, if you pray 2 hours, it means you have sunk intercession of days. Daddy, sir, if truly you are doing transformative ministry, how many Sundays do you remember to take breakfast? Even the afternoon. Se nkan ti wa ma nse niyan tori owo lasan. Hey, Josa, there are other businesses. Man of God, I'm going to stay cool. Ti o le, sir. Stay cool. Make money that does not call for battle. Nti mo nzo yi. And I think a man left theological school. And the reason why you are running, without getting influence, you are thinking for money. For me, if a man is answering God's call for money, he's not qualified to be called. I read my Bible, sir. All the genuine call, if they don't have call of God over their life, a good example is our Lord Jesus Christ. I love to be comic. You know why? Bi Jesu o ba so lugbala yo se carpenter esin bi mo de mo pe Jesu le se carpenter ko short en bi mi ba mo se mo Jesu ko wa pe baba e to ko ni carpenter o ko ni detail. Where did I know? Do you know even after his resurrection, the garment that they used to cover Jesus, when he resurrected, he didn't scatter it. He laid it. You are not here. Are you seeing a man of detail? Will that person make table for you and it was not set? But Jesus said, what makes me to say no to that is higher calling. Your right hand up. This calling you answer. Father, all of us from here, make it higher calling to our careers. Make it higher calling to our age. So I want we make it higher calling as we pray together. How many have been changed? Transformed. Who are becoming disciples of Jesus? I'm going to close with the illustration that won't leave my heart after many years. Doctor, thank you for this privilege again. Sir, I have elder minister here. There are ministrations they invite you. While you are preparing, you will know what God is dealing with. It's bigger than go and talk. You will know it is a divine arrangement to make sure that you didn't lose radar as they sit on you. Thank you. Pastor, as I said to the auditorium, almost double here. Crowd. And I was feeling my spirit. I will interpret in grammar. This priest came to me where I sat. Who ni wiru lai sienya? You need to ask me what happened to me. He said, until men become disciples, they are not men. I see God helping me that night. That the only thing that will give me joy as I left a 3 days meeting, he said, first day, we were 2008. Second day, about 1,000 people joined. In fact, some people are seen online and the hall cannot contain them again. Hey, Josa, when you are done, how many become Christians? I'm going to close with this. I believe you have a keyboard this year.
I want to know who this has happened to. I'm talking about transformational leader. Intentional discipleship. Raising men who are giving their life to Christ. It was a final year student in Uni Osun that year. I can't land on the year so that I won't exaggerate. Servant of God, I spoke like 2 hours to the finalists who are going to different parts of the world. At the time, sir, under the administration, I started doubting the move of the anointing I'm seeing in the house. No, the anointing is too serious for me to believe that some of them are not impressing me. Do you know what I'm saying now? Did you get what I'm saying here? When you see God's power in some meeting, you are said, Ani Eman Shubuma. Who are you impressing here? It was so, what you will call glorious. What you will call powerful. So the guest minister, I want to step and travel. 4 ladies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think a guy was there. The protocol were telling me, some people want to see. I said, I'm exhausted. He said, they need to see. As I was about to do that, the Lord spoke to me and said, wait. For the first set of people, 1, 2, 3, 4. Where I sat in the counseling room, the Lord spoke to me and said, these other 4, they are forerunner. Is that lady that is my target? So I hastened those 4 quick. Look at my life. I have preached for 2 hours. As we start under that tree, stood, not start, under that tree, for another 4 hours, it was then the person that should become a Christian before graduating became a Christian. An experience I can't forget. And I was about to go. She's now a manager in MTN, doing well. Married. Anytime I remember those days, we see spoke yesterday. I said, so, I will have finished preaching without making impact. And I saw this matter of becoming impactful leaders, raising disciples, is something intentional. Daddy, we will get there tomorrow. How do we do that? There are days we fix appointments with people who have been coming to church for 5 years. And you didn't see any element of transformation. Can me and my wife have a dinner with you? You've been our keyboardist. Can you share your salvation experience with us? How did you get baptized in the Holy Ghost? What were your struggles with sin before you became Christian? I see somebody looking at me as I'm sharing that. I'm hearing you saying, where is the space? Where is the space for that? We have a lot of work to do. Which work? What do they call you for? That is, if there can be intentionally sitting over men to become disciples of Jesus. You know my prayer for you and me? May we not be too busy to miss productivity. As we become it, by influence. Correct my theology if it look strange to you. Isaiah has been preaching for 5 years, ferocious messages. Should be, you know, until chapter 6. When he now said, and I saw the Lord. He saw what when he started. In the year that Uzziah died, the prophet saw the Lord. So what is it that he saw earlier that made him a ferocious preacher? I don't know who God is saying. No, somebody is hearing me today. You only inherit your dad's ministry. Your dad is a very correct man of God who labored under grace. And when God was dropping you to his loins, he said, O kaninu awon me moti pe. She na so fun e pe won pe e eni to pe e ga iwo go ti ri. Honestly, omologo ni e won pe e pe wa lori e. I know. And that was what you carry to ministry. That's what make you to say I'm called. There's never be any circumcision. There's never be any day that God finished flesh with you. Excuse me, what I'm saying now is going to be strange.
what I'm saying now will look like I am diminishing your title. It takes somebody that you affected to know how to affect people.
As we close here this night, your last testimony in your December, in your church last December, in your region, maybe you are hearing testimony of traveling out. You have testimony of cars. You have testimony of new phone. You have testimony of blah, blah, blah. Do we hear testimony of salvation? Do we hear testimony of somebody that said, and I told lie that day, but as I knelt down to do my quiet time, the Holy Spirit came back to me and said, go and redress that. Praise God with me. I got courage to redress it. Testimony that brought revival. And you know why? Why they are scarce? Those who are leading men now are not leading them to the altar. They are leading them just to be better. Shall we bow down our head as we pray together?
Shubambo Lakpai Kiletu Famimo Parabashente Koliabasi Libra no Kosikwa Kaya to Boskibas.
Men and women of God, can we pray together? Lord, touch my life for a transformational ministry. I think that prayer point will be suffice to package every prayer point in our heart. Lebra kasapa roko shente lika parabaka side. I don't want to labor in vain. Reke sekebe.
Incubate my life again. Work upon my life again.
That I may become a transformational leader. Zeka parabakato libra gadiba saida. Reke posofala kapalia basaida. Reke telimo sompo yeketesia. Ere boske fala kaduri basaida. I know you are a very intelligent man of God. That when you are praying, you know you are praying. And you cannot be talking when you are not praying. You cannot be just impressing people. You are a leader. When you are praying, you know you are praying. Lord, wherever you need to walk, that I may be. I just pray, we pray in the spirit. Can we pray in the spirit together? Whatever prayer point in your heart, it's a retreat. I know we are in a retreat. Can we make it a retreat indeed? As you are speaking to the Lord personally, I do not think you should be bothered about your status now. I don't think you should be bothered that you are a son of God.
I think you should be bothered that you are talking to your father.
Whatever you need to touch in my life,
Jesus, come and touch it now, that I may live here with what it takes to reach me.
I don't know why we are going to pray with this song. It may be for somebody. I don't know why we need to pray with this song.
Baba Oru Dawo Pada
Zeke Paraku Shempara Bakata Yabadaba Zemuruku Shekete Likapuri Basida. Lord, we are at a retreat. Come and refix us. Reba seko liba ribo sefalia eremo sende liga puli basa.
Jesus,
whatever you have to do with us, in us and for us, for our leadership and ministry to become transformational, whosoever has received this, the responsibility of leadership, Romans chapter 10 verse 8 says, let him do it seriously.
I don't just want to be a minister. Make me your witness.
In Jesus' name, we are praying. I do not consider it like, amen. For whatever reason, I just sense that as we are praying together, for whatever reason, not because we backslided, and if it's that so, you just feel that very convincing in your spirit, I have to get to the altar. Please, can you come now? For whatever reason, become very strong in your spirit, I just have to get to the altar. I may not know what you are bearing at the altar to settle with Jesus. I may not know what essentially you feel that, just let me go to the altar and pray. Please, you can just do that now. I just want to be at the altar to speak to the Lord. I don't know. I was about dropping microphone, but that become a flash. It's not appearance before any man. I just know personally, and I don't know why. I don't know for what is between you and your King. I just have to be at the altar. Please, you just have to obey that. You just have to obey that. It was my intention to leave the microphone and go, but I saw that the Lord is giving that instruction. And let it be between you and the Lord for whatever.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we are grateful to you for this transformative moment. We thank you for how you have used your servant to bear your mind to us at this time. We thank you for the content of the message. You have poured your mind to us, and you have showed us the direction we must all go. Thank you for your servant you have used. We pray the Lord, you will refresh him. You will repackage him. You will renew him. You will strengthen him. Anytime, any day, he step out. Let his life influence others positively for good in the name of Jesus. We all who have received this message, Lord, we pray earnestly that you will deliver us from being pretenders. Lord, we pray that you will make us humble and take pride of titles out of our hearts. Do so, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the words we have heard today produce fruits that will last. In the name of Jesus. Our brethren who have taken a step out by the drive in them that they need to settle something with you. Here they are. They have humbled themselves before you, the Almighty God, whose arms are always open to receive anyone. I commend them into your hand, O God,
that you will restore them.
Any area they need forgiveness, God, forgive them. Anyone that needs revival, be revived. Every guilt in your heart is gone.
Receive pardon. Receive fresh grace.
This day become a turning point in your life. You'll be able to say, tomorrow, my turning point was that moment when I stepped out of the altar.
The fire in your altar will never quench again. To keep on burning for the Lord.
As you are living here,
go and influence your world for Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We continue in this wonderful training. Wonderful time. God continue to unveil to us dimensions of your grace in the name of Jesus. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you.